Is everybody comfortable now? If you're not comfortable, there's still some room in the front. Amen, amen. Giving all glory and honor to God, to whose I am and who's able to keep me, and who's keeping me even when I thought I was keeping myself. I said God has a sense of humor. He's allowed us to think that we can keep ourselves. Amen? So when I was young and I thought I was big and bad, taking care of myself, I've come to realize it was God who was keeping me then. So let me pause and say, God, thank you for keeping me when I didn't have sense enough to keep myself. Amen? Amen. So I give God all the glory and all the honor for allowing me to be here tonight. I give honor to the Inner Church Council, to the Ministry Alliance, and to Bayshore Baptist Church for allowing us to be here tonight. Give Bayshore a hand. Amen. And so now, pastor, your pastor, Bayshore Baptist pastor, goes by the name of Ben, gave me this Bible and said, you can use it. And then when he gave it to me, he said, if you need a larger print, just let me know. I didn't bring my glasses, and then he gave me this small print. I'm starting to wonder about Ben. Amen. But if you would stand to your feet with me, I have the ESV version. For those of you who don't know what that is, it's the English Standard Version. I just learned that tonight. Amen. But you may not have the version. Your version may be a little bit different from this one. So just listen to me as I read. I'm going to read verses 11 through 18, coming from the 17th chapter of the book of St. Luke. In the 17th verse, when the 11th verse begins this thus, on the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was passing along between Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered a village, not a town, not a city, but a village. As he entered a village, I lost my place, Ben. As he entered the village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance and lifted up their voices, saying, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. When he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourselves to the priest. And as they went, they were cleansed. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one of them found to return and give praises to God except this foreigner? Except this foreigner. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and fell on his feet, at his feet, giving thanks unto God. Would you bow with me for a moment? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being God and for being God all by yourself. We thank that you've given us the opportunity to come together, to worship together, to praise together. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you saw fit to be here even before we even planned to be here, Heavenly Father. You had made plans to be here, Heavenly Father. In advance, Heavenly Father, you had planned to be here. So God, my Father, we thank you for what you have done. We thank you for what you are going to do. We thank you in advance, Heavenly Father, for just being God and being God all by yourself. We pray that you will be glorified and your body will be edified in Jesus' name. And they all would say, amen. Amen. You might be seated. My theme for today, and you have it written in your program here, it says, a reason to give thanks. Can you all say that with me? A reason to give thanks. Amen, amen. I just want to see if you're going to be participating with me tonight. See if you're going to help me. A reason to give thanks. The first thing I would like to do is talk about the definition of a few words so that we can all get on the same page. We can all have the same understanding, the same definition. The first definition I want to talk about is reason. How do we define reason, and how can we look at it all the same way? I went to Webster, and I looked up the word reason, and it says, an explanation or a justification of an act. A justification of why we have performed an act, of why we have done something. Another reason, another definition for reason is a cause or motive for an act or action. It's our cause, it's our motive, it's the thing that causes us to do something, that causes us to act on something or do something. Reason, a justification for my cause, a justification for my action, a justification for my motives as to why I'm going to do X, Y, or Z. Reason, a reason to give God thanks. And the next word I looked up was to thanks. What does thanks mean? I mean, you've heard it all the time, you say it all the time, but what does it really mean? When I looked at the word thanks, it says to an expression of gratitude. When I said thank you, it's an expression of my gratitude. It's my grateful acknowledgement of what you have done. My grateful acknowledgement of what you have done. I grew up in a church and my pastor said, thank you are the two kindest words in the English. Amen. Amen. Thank you. The two kindest words there is in English grammar is thank you. When you put them together, there's nothing more kinder than thank you. Thank you. So, an expression of gratitude, grateful acknowledgement of something that somebody has done for you or something that you have received. When I say the word thank you, it does a couple of things. One thing it does is it informs you that I have received or I have noticed what you have done. Amen? Because a lot of times we will go around and people might do something for us or you might do something for somebody else and they never acknowledge that you have done it. And you're wondering, well, maybe they didn't notice, or maybe they didn't appreciate, and you're still wondering why they haven't said thank you. And you say, well, maybe I'll do something else, or maybe I'll do it again, and maybe then they will notice it. But when somebody has done something for you, it's good to go back and say, I thank you, because it allows them to understand and to receive that you have received that which they have done for you, and you're acknowledging it. The second thing that saying thank you does, it also informs a person that we appreciate what they have done. Amen? When you said thank you, it says, I acknowledge you have done this, but also I want you to know that I appreciate what you have done on my behalf. Acknowledgement, appreciation. And then the third thing it does is it informs a person that it has been beneficial to us. I thank you for opening the door because I have my hands full. It's very beneficial for me that you did it on my behalf because I didn't really know how I was going to do it with all the stuff in my arms. I thank you. Acknowledgement, appreciation, and beneficial. And the fourth and last thing a thank you does is it gives us permission or it gives that person permission to do it again. Because when I said thank you, I'm really saying it's okay to do it again. Matter of fact, I would appreciate if you would do it again. I want y'all to remember that, amen? It's acknowledgement, it's okay, I desire for you, I want you to do it again. I don't know about you, but I have a reason to give God thanks tonight. Amen? Is anybody else in here with me? Does anybody else have a reason to give God thanks tonight? I have a reason to say to God, do it again. Hello, somebody. Amen, amen. I'm almost through. I only have 15 minutes. In our text today, we find Jesus passing between Samaria and Galilee. And everybody in here knows that there's more than one way to get to Houston from LaPorte. Amen? And if you understand that, then you understand there's more than one way to get to from Jerusalem to Galilee. But Jesus happened to decide to go through Samaria to get to where he was going. And so he was in between Samaria and Galilee. You have to understand that Jesus knew way before these lepers was going to be there. He knew before he chose his route. Hello, somebody. So there are some times that you have been in a situation and God has already chosen to go down that route to help you out. It wasn't by accident that he chose this route. It was by divine intervention, by divine appointment that he chose to go between Samaria and Galilee. And there are some times in your life you thought it might have been an accident or happenstance, but I'm here to tell you there are no accidents with God. Amen. It's by divine appointment. All the things you have encountered in your life, whether you call them good or whether you classify them as bad, they were divined by God. And guess what? God was there before you got yourself in this situation. He said, I'm going to camp out here in between Samaria and Galilee because I know Ben is coming. I'm going to camp out here in between Samaria and Galilee because I know Tyrone Jones is coming. I'm going to be here when they need me. A reason to give God some thanks. There have been times in your life and my life that Jesus could have took a different route, but he chose to take the route so that he would be there when we need him. Amen? I don't know about you, but I have a reason tonight to give God some thanks. As I look at this and as I see as he entered this village, not a town, not a city, but he entered a village. You have to understand a village is much smaller than a town. And someone was giving me a hard time earlier today and says, where are you from? I said, I'm from Tyler, Texas. And they say, is that close to Dallas or is it close to Waco? Where is Tyler? I said, you may not understand. Tyler is bigger than a village. Tyler is bigger than a city. Tyler is 75,000 people plus. It is a place. It has more than one stoplight. It even has two Walmarts. Tyler is something. Hey, welcome to Walmart, even in Tyler. But this village was much smaller than that. It didn't have a stop sign. It didn't have a stoplight. It was just a village of some people coming together, some leprosy people. They had been ostracized and kicked out from the city, kicked out from Samaria, kicked out from Galilee, and they made themselves a village in between Samaria and Galilee. And as Jesus was passing by, 10 lepers start screaming out his name. They start screaming out his name, Jesus, Jesus, have mercy upon us. In order for them to call his name, they had to recognize that he was Jesus. Amen. Something about him told them that he was Jesus. So they called out his name, Jesus, Jesus, have mercy upon us. And Jesus responded to them, go show yourself to the priests. And as the story goes, that the 10 lepers took off running, and as they ran to the priest to show themselves, the Bible says, and they were cleansed. He didn't say that one was cleansed. He said that they were cleansed. All of them were cleansed. And when they were running, they recognized that they were cleansed, but one stopped and says, I think I'll go back. He said, I think I'll go back and give God some praise. I think I'll go back and give God some thanks. He said, I have a reason to praise God. I have a reason to give God some thanks. And I'm wondering, do you have a reason? I'm wondering, has God done anything for you to give you a cause, to give you a justification of why you should give him some praise, as to why you should give him some thanks? I'll give you a moment to think about it. I don't know about you, but it doesn't take me long to reflect back on what God has done for me. It doesn't take me for long to reflect on where God has brought me from to realize and to recognize that I need to give him some thanks. And I started wondering. And I started imagining, I started visualizing that the 10 lepers, they ran off and one stops and runs back and the other nine gets down here and they can look back. They can see him. They can hear him. They hear him shouting and praising God and thanking Jesus for what he has done. And somebody says, it doesn't take all of that. He doesn't have to be that loud. Do you remember just three verses? When they cried out to Jesus with a loud voice? to give him to ask for some grace, to ask for some mercy, but now all of a sudden that God has delivered them. It don't take all of that. But what you don't understand is what Jesus did for this Samaritan. He has a reason. I'm closing now. He has a reason to give God some praise. He has some justification. He has a reason to give God some praise. And you have to understand, don't nobody know what God has brought you through. Nobody really knows what God has done for you but you and God. And if you desire to praise God, then you ought to praise God. If you desire to give God some thanks, then you ought to give God some thanks. But you have to understand, some people don't understand what it means to give thanks. They don't understand that I give God thanks. I'm acknowledging God for what he has done. More than that, I'm informing God that I appreciate what he has done. I'm closing now. More than that, I give God glory. I give him thanks. I let God know that it's okay to do it again.